the Piper Jet gets bigger, Hawker unveils the 200, and the new King Air improves short field access. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, October 20th, 2010. Much of our news today comes from the NBAA 2010 show in Atlanta. Piper Aircraft has made a significant break from the proof-of-concept version of the Piper Jet, moving away from a fuselage based on the PA-46 family, which Piper calls its M-class planes, the Malibu, Meridian, and Matrix. The revised Piper Jet will be what the company calls a clean-sheet design, with a large, round fuselage and more cabin space. Other visible changes in the production version will include a larger cord on the wing and a shorter vertical tail located slightly aft atop an elongated engine nacelle. The cabin adds 9 inches in height and 4 inches in width, a wider-than-standard sunken aisle for ease of movement, and a 3-foot-wide cabin door for passenger ease and cargo flexibility. The development has been pushed back to a projected first flight in 2012, and the nomenclature is changing too. The plane will henceforth be known as the Piper Jet Altair. The Altair is expected to have a max range of 1,300 nautical miles, or 1,200 with full fuel and an 800-pound payload, and a max cruise speed of 360 knots. Piper says the Altair will have an MSRP of $2.5 million, 2.6 is typically equipped, and promises groundbreaking efficiency. Of the added development time, Piper Executive VP Randy Groom predicts, quote, "I believe our customers will accept their new delivery dates because they get a much improved and efficient aircraft with enviable performance," unquote. Piper's not the only manufacturer talking about efficiency. Hawker Beechcraft launched the newest member of its Hawker lineup at NBAA, as well as the latest variation on the venerable King Air. The new Hawker 200 has evolved from the Premier 2 and boasts similar performance and characteristics, but more capability. HBC Executive VP Sean Vick explains, quote, "We've spent the last 18 months gathering valuable input from light jet customers around the world. Not surprisingly, they reiterated their desire to go fast, high, and far, all in comfort and as efficiently as possible. Based upon these conversations, we've transformed the Hawker 200 into the fastest, most efficient, and most spacious single-pilot certified light jet you can buy. After tallying up the changes, there was no question that this business jet had graduated into a new class and deserved nothing less than being called a Hawker," unquote. Flying at 450 knots and 43,000 feet, the Hawker 200 intends to go faster, higher, farther, and offer a cabin-leading class diameter, all for a lower operating cost per mile and lower purchase price than direct competitors. Helping make that happen are new winglets, new Williams FJ44 3AP engines, a gross weight increase, and a higher ceiling. The first flight happened in March, with 100 test hours logged since then. Certification is expected in the third quarter of next year, with first customer delivery scheduled by the end of 2011. For those whose missions are better served by a turboprop, HBC is introducing the Beechcraft King Air 250. Again, the company says the changes were customer-driven. Vick explains, quote, "We learned our King Air B200 GT owners and operators are satisfied with items like range and speed on this aircraft, but that they would benefit from additional field performance. With the King Air 250, Hawker Beechcraft has set new performance standards through carefully applied composite technology, delivering serious versatility for operating in nearly any environment around the world," unquote. New features include BLR Aerospace composite winglets, composite props that provide new technology and lighter weight, and engine induction modifications to increase performance. At max gross takeoff weight, the takeoff distance over a 50-foot obstacle is only 2,111 feet from sea level airports. That's 400 feet shorter than the 200 GT. At max gross from 5,000 feet at 25 degrees Celsius, takeoff over a 50-foot obstacle is 3,094 feet. That's about 700 feet better than the predecessor. And HBC says there are no significant trade-offs. High-speed cruise, climb performance, and range are all improved. Certification for the King Air 250 is expected later this year, with first deliveries in the second quarter of 2011. Up next on ANN, Gulfstream shows off the 650's speed. The new Citation 10 is bigger and spelled differently. And testing continues on the Honda Jet. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 20th. I'm Paul Plack. Before coming to NBAA in Atlanta, Gulfstream wanted to conspicuously show off the G650's high-speed cruise capabilities. But because the plane is an experimental and lacks RVSM approval, there were some restrictions on where it could fly. So the crew flew in an offshore warning area in a 200 nautical mile racetrack pattern with 70 mile turns flown at a bank angle of about 12 degrees. Temperature along the route was close to ISA. With a crew of six, but carrying ballast to simulate four crew members and eight passengers, they flew a 5,000 nautical mile closed circuit at Mach 0.90 over the Atlantic Ocean in 9 hours and 45 minutes before returning to Savannah. Takeoff weight was just 62 pounds short of the rated max of 99,600 pounds. Senior experimental test pilot Tom Horn commented later, quote, "At those speeds, we could have been in Buenos Aires for dinner or in Hawaii for lunch due to the time zone change. We continue to be impressed by the reliability and capability of this airplane at this early stage in its development," unquote. Gulfstream expects to receive a type certificate for the 650 next year. Cessna chose NBAA to launch the Citation 10, spelled out T-E-N, which it says is a larger, advanced version of the world's fastest certified business jet, the Citation 10 spelled with Roman numeral 10. It also marks the debut of the Garmin G5000 avionics suite and an exclusive cabin management system, and features more powerful and more efficient Rolls-Royce engines. CEO Jack Pelton commented, quote, "We've teamed with Garmin and with Rolls-Royce to conceive an almost perfect combination of speed, performance, ease of operation, and productivity in one airframe," unquote. First flight will be next year, certification in 2013. Honda Aircraft Company has announced in Atlanta that ground testing is underway on its first conforming Honda Jet flight test aircraft, and static structural stress testing is in progress on a second conforming aircraft. Assembly of that second conforming aircraft was completed in July, and assembly on a third is now underway. Honda Aircraft CEO Michimasa Fujino sounds happy with development progress. Quote, "In addition to the more than 500 flight hours we have accumulated on the proof-of-concept Honda jet, the successful completion of static structural stress tests on the conforming aircraft significantly reinforces the advantages of the Honda jet's advanced design," unquote. Progress on the Honda jet is starting to get attention on general interest consumer websites. On one, a reader who's clearly better versed in the automotive world posts a question about whether there will be an alternate version of the Honda jet with a big plastic appendage to the nose sold as an Acura for way more than it's worth. Still ahead, NetJets and Embraer announce a deal worth as much as $1 billion. Rockwell Collins' enhanced vision is now available for the Boeing business jet. And Apple sold 4 million iPads just last quarter. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, October 20th. I'm Paul Plack. NetJets and Embraer say they've completed a purchase agreement to add up to 125 Platinum Edition Phenom 300s into the NetJets fleet. Embraer says the deal could top $1 billion in value. If you're not familiar with the Platinum Edition, that's because it's being designed exclusively with and for NetJets. The planes will feature technology and comforts based on requirements of the NetJets fractional shareowners. Deliveries are scheduled to begin in 2013 and will be executed in accordance with ongoing fleet management plans. The FAA has certified the Rockwell Collins Enhanced Vision System for Boeing business jets. The system was first installed on an Air National Guard C-40 and is now available to current and future BBJ operators as a post-production modification. This particular execution of enhanced vision presents an image of the external environment on the heads-up guidance system and on the panel. It uses an infrared sensor to improve the pilot's view of the runway in various conditions, including bad weather. Installation of EVS on BBJ requires an upgrade to the HGS-4000, a modified radome, and the infrared camera. NBAA and the Asian Business Aviation Association plan to reintroduce ABACE, the Asian Business Aviation Conference and Exhibition, to be held annually beginning in 2012 at the Hongqiao Airport in Shanghai, China. The event will be held in the new Shanghai Hawker Pacific Business Aviation Center from February 28th to March 1st, 2012, and will include exhibits in the facility's 4,000-square-meter hangar, a static display of aircraft outside, and on-site education sessions on the region's business and regulatory environment. The Asian aviation market is showing boom, and several manufacturers have indicated they're enthusiastic about participation in the return of ABACE. Galaxy Aviation and Boca Aviation have launched a mobile web app for smartphones. The pilot resource nicknamed Galaxy Mobile Copilot allows flight crews to make arrival reservations, reserve hotel rooms, and even order catering. A complete guide to all six of Galaxy Boca Aviation bases includes information including runway layouts, radio frequencies, and real-time local NEXRAD coverage. You can find out more at galaxymobilecopilot.com. And finally, if you talk to most pilots who bought an iPad, they'll tell you they can't imagine doing without it anymore. AvConnect is running a promotion during its first appearance as a vendor at NBAA, in which a year's subscription to its new aircraft management app and an iPad on which to run it will be given away. Even manufacturers and vendors of traditional panel-mounted avionics with gold-plated price tags are getting on board now. Avidyne and Jeppesen announced on Monday that if you use an Avidyne display with CMAX charts, you will now be able to download terminal charts, airport diagrams, and European VFR charts for use on the iPad at no additional charge. I wondered if the whole iPad thing was being overblown, until I heard Apple's numbers for the quarter ending September 30th. They sold over 14 million iPhones and over 4 million iPads in 3 months. I'm not sure yet whether this makes me want to buy an iPad or just some stock in the company. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, from NBAA, ANN's Jim Campbell talks about the new Citation 10 with Cessna President and CEO Jack Pelton, and about Garmin's new G5000 panel with Ben Kowalski, Garmin's Director of Aviation Marketing. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.